This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dog barking Christmas song is way better. It's Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out. Joining right now, Warren Eckstein, the amazing perfection in human form of a pet and animal expert. Love talking to you, Warren. I feel like we should have been recording what we were talking about off air just because it's so fascinating. Everything that... If you're eating right now, apologies right now because we're going to get gross. But, Warren, we were discussing off air, let's bring it on air, about why dogs eat droppings. We'll keep it a little bit more clean.
There's actually a word for it. It's called capophagy. Man, am I good in Scrabble. The thing about it is that dogs, and I say this all the time, dogs really don't eat with their mouth. They eat with their nose, so the scent is much more important. And what they're able to do, and part of what I did for years was teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So their nose, their olfactory is incredible. So let's say, Jay, you're cooking spaghetti sauce, and I walk into the kitchen. I smell spaghetti sauce. The dog will smell the oregano, the garlic, every ingredient separately. So even though it may not smell good to us, and obviously rabbit poop or cat poop doesn't, but from a dog's perspective, he's picking up on other parts of it. So very, very common. I get this all the time. I very rarely get the question, Warren, my cat is eating the dog food. But every week on the show, I'm always getting, my dog goes right over and eats the cat food or eats the cat poop. And the reason for that is cats have a much, much more sensitive palate than dogs do. And all joking aside, we're talking about this. I've tasted both, and I guess they're right if you like the cat food. But the bottom line is that people don't realize that when the dog is going to eat the cat food, it's again because the cat food smells so much better and tastes so much better than perhaps their own food. So that's just one of the reasons. And sometimes it could be a nutritional deficiency in the dog's diet as well.
Oh, really? So like they kind of know, they probably don't know what they are deficient in, but their body knows something. And so if they smell it, they will tend to go for that.
Yeah, even dogs, and again, put down your bagels, people, but even dogs that eat their own poop, part of that is from a behavioral as well as a physiological standpoint. If they're lacking certain nutrients, they might eat their own poop because the nutrients are coming out and they need to take them back in. So there's a lot of different reasons they do it. It makes for great conversation, by the way, over Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner.
Oh, for sure. Now, what if you have a dog who is housebroken, trained to go outside, but they've started going in the house? What's the reasoning behind that? Aside from, like, they may not counting if they've been home for long hours or somebody forgot to take them out, but is that a behavioral issue? Is that just, like, what's going on there?
It's generally not a dog problem. It's generally a human problem. There's probably some change. And this is a call I get all the time. Dog's been totally housebroken. All of a sudden, he's having accidents in the house. Well, it could be the arrival of a new baby. Could be a new boyfriend. Could be a new girlfriend. Could be both. Could be something new you're using to clean the floor. Could be a new piece of furniture. So, for example, very often, the dog will pee on a new piece of furniture that comes in. So what I recommend people do, if possible, if they can get a swatch of the furniture and bring it in the house before the furniture arrives, they can get the dog used to the scent. The big mistake people make, though, Jay, is if a dog has an accident, they take the dog over to him and say, bad dog, fooey, what did you do? All you're doing at that point is telling the dog it's bad to go in that spot. You're not getting the point across that it's the act of going that the problem is. So once you know the dog is healthy, all you need to do, and it works pretty much 80% of the time, is where the dog has gone, clean it up properly, spend more time with the dog in that area, and just take a little bit of the dog's kibble and put it down where the dog has won. This way, you'll never see a dog, very rare, a dog will pee near his own bed or near his own food. So if the dog pees in an area and you put some food down there, and then he picks a second area and he puts some food down there, he realizes that where he pees or where he poops, his food's going to follow, and generally, they start going right outside pretty rapidly again.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Never would have thought of that.
Well, unless there's something, you know, the first thing you want to do is make sure they're physically okay. There's no worms, yeah. No problem like that. But also, again, most people do this, and a lot of people feed their dog once a day. And nutritionally, that's fine. They can get all the nutrition as we could with a pill. But the bottom line is, a hungry dog, like a hungry person, is going to get into mischief. They're going to chew this. They're going to jump on that. So I always recommend, if possible, feed the dog a minimum of twice a day. If you can, and I can, because I work a lot out of the house, I'll feed Molly and Willie three smaller meals. And every veterinarian will tell you, and every human doctor will tell you, eating smaller meals more frequently is a lot healthier for the dog or the cat or even human beings.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to try that. We feed my dog Daisy twice a day. She gets breakfast and dinner. I'm going to maybe split the difference from those meals and give middle of the day lunch, too.
Yeah, not more food, just kind of break it into more feeding. And again, it just makes a lot of sense that no matter, you know, I can sit down and have a big breakfast, but by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I may be hungry, and if there's no more food around, I'm kind of not in the best mood, you know. So it's the same thing with our dogs and our cats. So if you can feed them more frequently, smaller amounts of food, much, much better off. And try to raise the dog's food a little bit, too. You know, it's really difficult for a dog to kind of bend down and eat off the floor. So I'm a big fan of raising the dishes about at least shoebox height. This way the dog's not sucking a lot of air in when they're eating, and it's better for their digestion.
Okay. And what about with the holidays and people maybe having people over and there's more people in the house or anything and kids running up to dogs? Are there any cues that would tell the human that the dogs or even cats are feeling distressed or feeling uncomfortable? Maybe they need to be removed from a situation, or maybe ask certain people, like, hey, just leave the dog alone, give them their space, like,
yeah, in other words,
ears or tail situations?
Well, it depends on the individual dog. You know, if the individual dog, depending on their personality, but very often, and this happens a lot this time of year, so many people coming over, there's so many loud noises, so many different smells in the house, stuff laying around, there's a tree in the middle of the living room, that very often the dog may become a little anxious. And when they're anxious, sometimes what they'll do is they'll bark and they'll back away. One of the things I recommend is that when you have people come over, if you can introduce the dog outside of the home, maybe in the driveway or by the, so the dog's over that initial excitement and he's meeting them on neutral territory. Very often when you come into someone's house, the dog can be protected. Hey, this is my house. What are you doing here? But if you introduce them on neutral territory and they get to know you, and that's how you should introduce one dog to another, by the way, as well, neutral territory, then you bring him inside, it's a whole different ballgame. But set down rules. You know, don't give the dog anything. I got a little bowl here specifically for treats for the dog. I don't want you giving the dog any of the food. He's going to get sick or an upset stomach. Lock every gate in the house. This time of year, more dogs escape because people are over. They're in the backyard. They leave the gate open, the door open. Know where your dog or cat is at all times. And if it gets a little crazy, give them a quiet room in the house, a place where they can kind of go and hang out on their own, kind of like their dog cave or their cat cave.
Okay, that's great. And what about if somebody does give the dog something and the dog chokes? How do you, is there a Heimlich maneuver that you can do for dogs?
There is. As a matter of fact, on my website, thepetshow.com, there's an article I wrote about the Heimlich maneuver. And it's interesting. I demonstrated it on the Today Show many, many years ago. And like within a week, I got three letters from people. Those before text and emails, by the way. That's how old I am. Three letters from people saying specifically that they watched the segment I did. I did it with Al Roca. And they were able to save their dog's life or their cat's life by applying the Heimlich maneuver that I showed them how to do. So there's a video. It's up on there, but you can go anywhere. You can ask your vet. I think everyone should know CPR. And there are courses around the country now for pet guardians to learn CPR for their dogs and their cats.
Oh, that's great. And as it should be, because they are our fur babies, especially dogs and cats. And so many people, we myself included, we look at, like, I look at Daisy. She is my child. I still write her name on cards before I write my own son's name, because she's my firstborn, technically. That's what I say. That's what I call her.
Well, you know, I agree 100%. Listen, when in doubt, my dogs always come first. Listen, when I was, after my first wife passed away and I was dating again, at that point I had two pet pigs and 20 dogs and chickens and ducks. So I always depended, I would watch the reaction of my animals. You know, if my pig didn't like my date, it was only a one day story. But
yeah,
I also watched the reactions of the people. And you can tell, you know, I read animals for a living, so you don't want to lie to me too much, because I can pretty much tell what you think. So very often I would react because I see the way that person's reacting. They may, oh, what a beautiful pig, Warren. I love your pig. He's gorgeous, because you can tell from their face and their expression that, you know what, get me out of here and take me for a nice drink at a nice restaurant. I don't want to be hanging out with the pigs here. So they're amazing. And I also tell people to judge the way judge people by their pets. If someone comes into my home, and generally speaking, if my dogs react in a not a positive way, because they're very happy dogs, there's generally a reason for it. And it could be a physiological reason, someone's not well, or it could be a behavioral reason, or the way that person moves and they're not comfortable. So reading people is really important, but understanding your dog is critical. And again, that neutral turf is so, so important, because once someone comes into the home, it's kind of like they're invading the dog's turf, and especially around Christmas, all the stuff coming in. So introducing them in that neutral territory, and also if you have a yard, give the dog the opportunity to play with the people in the yard, again, outside, not in that environment that they may be territorial over.
Well, and we've been talking about dogs. What about cats? When you typically cats will be doing their own thing or in a room, and you go into a house and people are like, oh yeah, you won't see the cat because they're hiding under the couch or whatever. They typically don't come out when we have company over, and then all of a sudden the cat comes out and plops themselves on the lap of whoever your house guest is. What is that saying about the guest, that the cat, what does the cat know?
Cats are very social animals, and generally speaking, they will always go to the person that probably likes them the least. Cats, you know, it's kind of interesting, and they'll always need on that person. And the reason they do that is there's something called the cat appeasing pheromone. So a lot of people think when a cat needs, it's just a matter of going back to the kitthood when they would start the flow of milk from the mother. But actually, cats have scent glands on the bottom of their pets. So what they do is they actually need, because that releases positive pheromones. So what they do is if they go to a person they don't feel comfortable with, they'll need getting those positive pheromones out, helping them feel better about the person that they're with, and generally speaking, the person feeling better about the cat as well. So they always go to the cat kind of generally goes to the person that wants them the least and kind of tries to convince them that, you know, you really want to be with me, you really want to like
it. Wow. That is some serious psychological stuff from the cat.
Well, you know, every once in a while we get on the couch. I got to put them on the couch and analyze them a little bit. You know, it's always the people, though. Quite honestly, there's no such thing as a problem dog. I get this all the time. You know, I adopt this dog. He has all kinds of problems. There's no such thing as a problem dog. There are dogs that have been really dealt a bad hand by human beings. And very often what happens is that their reaction is, I get more attention for being bad than good. So even if your dog's doing nothing, spend more attention when they're doing nothing than just correcting them all the time and saying no, 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 no.
Well, right, and I always feel that way about cats when people who are not cat people are like, cats are dirty. Cats are not dirty. The human is the dirty one.
People who say that have never been owned by a cat. That's the problem.
You can get more from Warren on thepetshow.com. Warren, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom-printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug will be back before you know it. I'm Jake Kirshner. The unfortunate news, the death of a football legend, we will discuss coming up.
Hi, gentlemen. It's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas, so seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Days before the Steelers were set to retire his number 32 jersey and celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, unfortunate news, the NFL legend Franco Harris has passed away at the age of 72. He, if you are not familiar with the Immaculate Reception or you just want to relive it, we're going to talk about it right now. It was amazing. It was one of the, not even was, still is, one of the most famous plays in the history of American football. It occurred in the AFC divisional playoff game, and it was when the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, were playing the Oakland Raiders. They were trailing. The game was in Pittsburgh, December 23rd, 1972, 30 seconds left in the game, and then quarterback Terry Bradshaw throws a pass attempt. The ball either hit the helmet of a Raiders player, or it hit hands and it was just kind of a non-catch. But before the football could hit the ground, fullback Franco Harris catches it, like right before it hits the ground, runs to the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. It has been known as just one of the most impressive and notable plays that there ever was. And like I said, the Steelers were about to, and then they still will this weekend, so it'll be a celebration of life as well. But 72 years young, number 32 jersey, going to be retired. Now, Harris, this wasn't like he was well into his career when this happened in 1972, the Immaculate Reception. Harris was a first-round pick for the Steelers in the 1972 draft, fresh out of Penn State. He was named Offensive Rookie of the Year when he rushed for over 1,000 yards. He had 10 touchdowns. He has won 4 Super Bowl rings with the Steelers in the 70s. He had this incredible, he was amazing. And the Steelers had this dynasty, and it's hard to imagine how his career and how that era of the Steelers even would have gone if it weren't for the Immaculate Reception kicking everything off. He was absolutely amazing. He will be missed. He was a true legend. In 2020, the play itself was actually celebrated as the greatest in the NFL's 100-year history. Mike Tomlin came out and was talking about how he was 8 months old when that happened, and he was there. He was at the game. He was in section 135 that day. Of course, he doesn't remember the experience of being there, but he knows he was there. He's seen the clips. For anyone who doesn't know football, Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Steelers, and he says that it's so impressive and surprisingly that he has met about 75,000 people that were there that day. And it's just one of those things that bring people together who either watched it on TV, who were there. And it is just a sad day in not only football history, but in sports history. The loss of Franco Harris, a true NFL legend, an absolute legend. May he rest in peace. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day. Doug will be with us before you know it. Again, I'm Jay Kirshner.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump doing 4 things. Remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
The Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee voted along party lines on Tuesday to release President Trump's tax records from 2015 to 2020. They will give all the returns to the entire House of Representatives. Lance Fry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You better not cry, you better not laugh, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner, joining from Israel, Doug Steffen and Uri Geller. Hello, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, ooh, Uri. Yes, how are you?
You are gentlemen, so act accordingly.
Yep, it's fantastic speaking to you. And my prediction is this, that in the coming 48 months, you're getting on a plane and you're coming to meet me personally. You're coming to the Holy Land.
I like it. It's happening. Uri has said it, and if so, what shall it be?
Being here during this Holy Week, as Hanukkah gets started on Sunday, is kind of special. I'm not Jewish, but I think I am Jewish in many different ways, as we all are. I think I'm more of an ecumenicalist, because I believe there's great stuff in all religions and things that are positive. Pretty much the Uri mantra. While I've been here the last couple of days, I spent a lot of time with my friend Uri over in his museum, and we've decided we're going to do a podcast about Uri and all the things that are part of his coming and going, the things he's experienced over his life, the people he's met, the people that are a part of what's going on at that museum. The museum is fabulous. The Uri Geller, you can see it, by the way, at URIGELLER, urigeller.com. You hear me say that every week when Uri visits with us. But because today is a special day, it's his birthday, And because I'm here, I thought it would be kind of cool to talk about some of the things that are actually in the museum that I've learned about since I've been here that I didn't. I mean, I've seen plenty of spoons get bent. I brought over a bucket full of spoons for my friends who all wanted me to have earth.
That's amazing.
The spoons. But, you know, there are things in there that is a fantastic focus on John Lennon. You can't imagine what this museum looks like until you're actually in it, even though there are pictures on the website. You can't capture anything unless you're actually there. I think that's an experience. You know, that's like knowing somebody. You never know somebody until you're actually with them. So I'm going to have Ari go through the John Lennon picture because he does tell, and since I've been here, there have been three or four groups that have come through the museum to get tours. Ari does the tours himself, and they're in English or they're in Hebrew. And I get the, now I've been listening to enough of them, I get the essence or the nuance of them as he's doing his expressions and things with the kids, especially love. But the women who come here getting the messages. So, let's talk a little about John Lennon and what's there.
Well, when I come to the John Lennon exhibit, what I have in the frame is his glasses, which he hated because they were not round. They were kind of a bit ellipsed, and he gave those to me. I have some of the pieces of his hair, believe it or not, that I got from one of his hairstylists that was with him when they cut his hair. So I can clone John Lennon if I wanted to, because I've got his DNA. Then I have a very rare drawing, an original drawing that he drew of a UFO, and it is incredible to have these items. Of course, I have his signature, and I have something that looks like a bronze egg. Now, let me explain. John Lennon lived in the Dakota Building in New York. I lived on 57th Street, which was not that far away from where he lived. One night, John calls me up. Ori, you got to come quickly. Something unbelievable happened to me. I look at my watch and I tell him, John, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. No, you've got to come. Wow, I really felt that something happened. Something is wrong. So I said, okay, John, let's meet in a hotel halfway. So I walk into the lobby, and John stands in the corner of the lobby behind a curtain, and he is shaking and he's white. John, what happened to you? I ask him. John puts his left hand into his left pocket and he pulls out that bronze looking egg and he says to me, take it. I say, what is it? So as I take it out of his hand, I swear to you, my hand goes downwards. It's so heavy. It doesn't look heavy, but it is. I say, John, what is this? And this is what John tells me. Ori, look, I'm lying in bed. Suddenly, I see a sphere of light pulsating right next to my bed. And out of the sphere of light, an extraterrestrial hand stretches out, and I get this into the palm of my hand. Well, you can imagine that my first question was, what did you smoke? Or what were you on? But John swore to me that this really happened. Now, I tell this story a million times, radio, television, magazines, newspapers, and I get, and I'm not exaggerating, around 1,000 emails in a year from around the world from people who ask me one simple question, Uri Geller, why don't you have this bronze object tested by scientists, by meteorologists? And I say, never, no way, I'll never test this object, and I'll tell you why, and to all our listeners, because I don't want to be disappointed that it's made in China. I want to believe in John Lennon's words. And then, of course, I show a video of John talking about the UFO he saw. Then I show a short video, which you all saw, the Pentagon released a few months ago of UFOs. And you can hear their fighter pilots, the Navy pilots screaming in the cockpit, oh, my God, what is this? So it's very interesting. So I jump from one item to another, and it's just fascinating.
All right, so we're talking to Uri Geller. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, I've been in Israel the last 3 or 4 days. This is a great place for me. I find this, and I've been here 5 or 6 times, and every time I come, I find it to be more to my liking, relaxing. The weather here is beautiful, and my friends and I have a great time together. I don't spend a lot of time with, I don't have a lot of good friends anyway.
Yeah, but wait, I'm stopping you because they're real friends. I mean, this Doug is what? I mean, how many people do you know that will jump on a plane all the way from Boston, fly all the way to Tel Aviv, I don't know, 13, 14 hours? This is unbelievable. Very few. The last two people that did that was Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees. When I did my successful TV series, he just said, I'll come and sing a song. He came, sang a song, and flew back. And the other guy was Michael Jackson, who I asked him to come to my football club in England. He said, no hesitation, jumped on a plane in Los Angeles, flew to England. Wait, but I want to stop and totally turn to another subject altogether. A week ago, there was a story in the the Spanish press, huge Spanish website called El País. That's like the New York Times. And it was in the section of science and tech. And I'll just read you the first paragraph. Sol Martinez Horta, this is what he says, I haven't come across any paranormal phenomena that cannot be explained by a damaged brain. Now, Sol Martinez Horta is a neuropsychologist, very, very important, very prestigious, very well-respected person. For him to say that, and I'm quoting from the Spanish website, that any paranormal phenomena that cannot be explained by a damaged brain, that is outrageous to say. So what I did, I got on my social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and this is what I wrote. I think you'll find it all interesting. Friends, I'm shocked by neurophysiological Sol Martinez Horta's apparent remarks in major Spanish news site El País, where he reportedly says that belief in the paranormal is just brain damage. This is an insult to millions of healthy people and stigmatizes brain damage sufferers. Mm-hmm. What about people who believe in God? What about the millions of Spanish viewers who watched me bend spoons and fix broken watches on Directissimo, which was that show in Spain almost 50 years ago, in 1975. He should ask his own parents. The amazing response I got from that program was one of the biggest in my career. Sol, you need to clarify or to apologize. So that's what I wrote.
So I guess that means that I, who am not necessarily a disciple of Harry's, but I certainly believe one of the things we have in common is the belief, and you know that, Jay. We talk about this stuff on the air all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess I'm brain damaged, too. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Maybe there is something wrong with me, but but at any rate, okay. So we only have a couple of minutes left here. I'm trying to figure out, we got a couple of minutes left, and I want you to, Uri, to talk a little bit about Edgar Mitchell and the part. Again, this is all, I'm referencing all the things that are in this museum that Uri has put together. He admits himself that he's a hoarder, and it's a good thing because he has things from his home in Los Angeles and New York that he kept over the years and in England, and these things have all shown up in this museum, which is a fascinating retrospective on his 50-some-odd years as being a paranormalist. But one of the things that is I find most interesting is the connection to our space program. So, Ed Mitchell, tell that story.
Yeah, but we only have 2 minutes. Quickly, Ed Mitchell was a believer in UFOs and aliens and, I mean, extraterrestrials. We were very close friends. He was not only an astronaut that was the sixth man to walk on the moon with Apollo 14, but he was also a philosopher. He was a scientist. He was just an incredible human being. And he's you'd ask me this question, Kate. Which person would you like to take around your museum? I would have to say Ed Mitchell, because he was my mentor. he opened my eyes to things that I believed in, but never I realized that they're real. And needless to say, he saw UFOs, and I've got some amazing clips of him telling stories that no one else heard. So, yeah, so when you come to Israel, I promise you that I'll invite you and give you an astounding tour. And I promise you, you will never, ever in your entire life forget this tour.
Oh, I believe it.
Uri's birthday. Uri today is the same age as I am, although I'm a month or two ahead of him. But that's one of the many things that we have in common. So we just had lunch here, and we all sang happy birthday to him. We were going to go to dinner in a little bit. And then, as Uri said, I'm going back to the airport, jump on a plane, and come home. So perhaps tomorrow on my way from the airport, Jay, I will give you a call and we'll spend some time. I'll be with you on Thursday if I'm not there tomorrow. But I'll spend some time with you tomorrow as I'm driving.
Wonderful. And I can't wait to hear all about
it. Christmas. Hooray!
Yay!
Yay. All right, so everything's okay with you? Everything's fine?
Everything's going well. We just miss you immensely, and we cannot wait to hear all about your travels. Have you had a chance to go to Lamb Island?
Lamb Island is in Scotland. So
oh, it's in Scotland.
It's a separate trip. Yeah. Lamb Island is up
okay.
Scotland.
That's the next one, and I hope I get to come too.
Give you amazing information. Lamb Island is in North Berwick, and believe it or not, Stevenson, who wrote Treasure Island, lives opposite my island. So my island inspired him to write Treasure Island. It has ley lines straight to Roslyn Chapel, to Jerusalem, to the pyramids. And I became the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 50,000 puffins. Right. There you go.
And I'm a citizen of Lamb Island myself. All right, kiddo.
That's amazing. Well, Doug Steffen's Good Day with Doug Steffen, Uri Geller. I'm Jay Kirshner. It's 48 after the hour.
Silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan silver dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan silver dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan silver dollars. Buy the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan silver dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Christmas Eve, it's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve.
Bill Murray and Scrooge's 53 After the Hour. I'm Jay Kirshner on Doug Steffens. Good day. Doug will be back before we know it. And right now, we have Chuck Curry, our favorite movie guru. Why are we talking about Scrooge today? Not that we shouldn't.
I don't know, because we're a few days from Christmas. That film has emerged as one of my favorite Christmas films. Came out in 1988. I actually did a big screen revival of it last Saturday night. Had about 50 people attend. I thought it was actually pretty cool. And that clip that we played was Bill Murray as the lead character Frank Cross at the end of the film, in which Bill Murray reportedly ad-libbed most of that dialogue. The script, he went way off course on the script, and you could sort of feel that when you watch that sequence. That's what actually makes it pretty cool and special, I think. It has just a different vibe to it because most of it was ad-lib. That was his first movie in 4 years, actually, back in 1980, after the success of Ghostbusters in 1984. It took a four-year hiatus because he was sort of overwhelmed that Ghostbusters was so popular. But I like that movie. He was somewhat overproduced at the time, got a sort of split reaction among critics. Some liked it, some didn't. But over time, like fine wine, that movie's really aged well and has become a big fan favorite, especially at this time of the year, Jay.
It really is a good movie, and it's just so iconic. I did not know that he ad-libbed most of that speech, and I feel like that's probably what makes it so genuine and real, because he probably just ran with what he was feeling at that time. And a lot of times, I love hearing about on TV or in film where some of the best scenes were not even planned or laid out or scripted. They just happened.
Well, that's a good point that comes to mind. Evidently in Jaws, the Roy Scheider line, "We're going to need a bigger boat," with a complete ad lib. That's one of the great, if that is accurate, and I think it is,
yeah,
that had to be probably one of, if not the greatest ad lib lines in the history of
constantly on the AFI, like, top 100 movie quotes lists.
No doubt.
That's great. I know that there's
some news of interest. Avatar 2, Way of the Water, yesterday, Tuesday, took in a reported right around $17 million. That's the biggest Tuesday of 2022. That's a really good number. You know, for the naysayers, not that I am rooting for the movie to make money because I want theaters to do well. This is not really a type of film that I want to dominate in the future of movie going. But for the naysayers who say that the opening of Avatar 2 was not what it should have been, this movie's on every screen. It's really the only big film that's going to play throughout the Christmas season. This movie's going to make a lot of money, whether it had a huge opening weekend or a good opening weekend. It was good, not huge, but this movie's going to do very, very well in the next 2 to 3 weeks. I have absolutely no doubt about that.
Well, and then we'll have, what, the Mission Impossible coming back?
Well, next year looks, the slate looks better. Yeah, Mission Impossible 7 opens next year. Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny.
There's a
new Transformers film. A new Scream. There's a lot of different product. There's going to be more product in the marketplace. The idea would be to get people in the habit to go to the movies more than they actually stream. That's what theater owners need for the industry to thrive on that side of the fence. You can't just have where the studios make all the money on streaming and whatever they play, decide to play in theaters. Theater owners or theater chains have to survive, so they need a more diverse and more fruitful product line in the marketplace. You're going to see more of it in 2023. Where it needs to be, I'm not quite sure, but it'll be better than this year, that's for sure.
Well, they need to make it more of an experience, like the IMAX theater that's not always everywhere, the 4D experience. It makes it a point where you can't get that stuff streaming something in your own home. You had mentioned the new Scream coming in 2023. Do you think it's going to have the legs that the previous ones have had?
Well, it takes place in New York. They're trying to do something different with the character, which I think is a good idea. It's probably a little too close to the last one, 1 year apart. I wasn't a huge fan of the last one. I do like the franchise overall, if you like that type of genre. Here's one other thing. Dwayne Johnson yesterday made a statement on Twitter saying Black Adam, which he spent 15 years to get this movie into development and finally released, the character Black Adam will not be a part of James Gunn's DC Universe in the initial phase. That's got to be a big blow to his ego, but it is what it is.
They had a Black Adam coming up soon, and they just completely squashed all of it.
A lot of stuff going on at Warner Brothers, no doubt.
Yes. Well, DC needs to figure their stuff out so that they can go on par with Marvel. It's Doug Steffens. Good day. Thanks, Chuck.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.